How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. How silently, the wondrous gift is given. It's not about bells and whistles and all kinds of fanfare. It's about silent night, holy night, and mischievous little mice that want to try to silence the organ or the singing of God's people. And yet God, out of everything that looks bad, brings good. And in the darkness, God provides the light of the world, the baby Jesus. How silently, silently, the wondrous gift is given. What would you give for a little peace and quiet? I mean, you know, if you're a parent or a grandparent and the kids are playing, it's kind of nice when they're quiet, but silence isn't always golden, because sometimes it's too quiet and you have to go and investigate and make sure that there's not something mischievous happening, that they're just sitting there relaxed reading a book. How silently. I remember a congregation I served in Tacoma, Washington. The people loved fellowshipping with each other. And whenever there was a meal, like during the season of Lent on the Wednesday nights and then the services of worship, there was so much loud noise that it was like it was bouncing off the walls. And it just got louder and louder as people were talking and fellowshipping and having so much fun. The decibel level was high. But then it was time for worship, to move from the fellowship hall right into the worship space. And people's noises, because they were enjoying the company with each other in the fellowship, and it was so loud in the worship space. And I remember one Wednesday during Lent coming in, and I sat down, and my wife, Julie, looked at me, and she said, "Are you okay?" And I said, "I can't hear myself think." I almost started to cry. I said, "I can't center. I'm supposed to lead worship. I'm supposed to preach, but I can't. It's just all the noise. There's so much noise in the world. Not just explosive bombs or people arguing and fighting during a season of peace, but so much noise." So here's what we did. We got one of those wonderful handbells. And with all this commotion of noise happening, I would just walk in there, ding, ding. And within a minute or two, the loud noise became like a silent night, holy night. And you could hear a pin drop as people came in and their hearts were opened for the holy presence of God. It was simply amazing. Silence is golden. Not always, if it's simply a reflection of apathy and indifference, where people say, "Well, I'm not going to get involved. I'm just going to look the other way. I'll just go along to get along." Then maybe silence isn't so golden when suddenly the gem, the treasure of the Christ child is diluted, reduced to nothing, and is suddenly gone from the most holy night of celebration. They say that high blood pressure or hypertension is the silent killer. Or it can be that there is something silently advancing within our bodies like cancer, and we may not even know about it until the diagnosis is terminal. How silently the wondrous gift of God is given, the gift of Jesus. In this world of sin, where meek souls will receive Him still, the dear Christ enters in. In California, University of California, Berkeley, they have every day on the plaza, almost every day, protest. Somebody wants to protest something during the 12 o'clock lunch hour time period, and so there's always somebody shouting at somebody else about their cause. And one day there was an individual that just simply sat down and held up a sign and didn't say a word. And somebody walked over and said, "I see your sign says silent protest. What exactly are you protesting?" And they held up a second sign that said, "Noise." Noise, the loud noises of this world that can drown out the silent night, holy night of God's gift of Jesus. There's a story about the Salvation Army. We've done lots of bell ringing this Advent season, but in a small community, they have an ordinance. You can't ring bells. It's annoying, it's disruptive, so you can't ring bells. But this one woman who has rung bells for decades for the Salvation Army with the red kettles, she used her imagination. So here she was, standing there, and she had a sign in each hand, you know. "Merry Christmas." And the signs, as you can imagine, said, "Ding, dong, ding, dong." How silently the wondrous gift is given. I didn't know until recently that things got so bad with Christmas. I mean, sometimes we think it's gotten so commercialized and they're taking Jesus, you know, the Christ out of Christmas, etc. But did you know that in England, British Parliament, 1644, they made it a law that you couldn't celebrate Christmas? And the reason was, is because people had taken the birth of Jesus and it was filled with revelry and with rioting. And it was filled with drunkenness and depravity. It wasn't even safe for ordinary, everyday people with their kids to go out on the streets. So the British Parliament had to make a law outlawing the celebration of Christmas, 1644. You know how Christians responded to it? The origin of Christmas carols. Travis Tritt is a popular country western singer, and before he became popular, he had to play in a lot of these kind of dark, out-of-the-way places, you know, kind of dingy, dangerous places, bars, where he says a lot of times there was rednecks there and there was bikers there and they'd get into fights and they'd start going for the guns or they'd start going for the chains or they'd take the pool sticks, you know, and snap them in half and stuff. You know what Travis Tritt learned to do? He said, when that was happening and I didn't know if I was going to get in the crossfire, he said, I was sweating bullets. And I would just simply play Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright. And he said, even when I was sweating, these big, macho type of guys, you know, all of a sudden, they get some tears in their eyes, or they start singing Silent Night too. He said, I learned what a Christmas carol centered in the incarnation of God can do when we sing about and tell about the Prince of Peace, and when the Prince of Peace embodies his people and we become his ambassadors in this world. How silently the wondrous gift is given. You remember the prophet Elijah? He was running from Jezebel because she put a contract on his head, and he's hiding in a cave. And God comes to him, an epiphany, a theophany, and God says, come out of that cave and stand here. I'm going to pass before you. Now, God has, in the past, made himself known in mighty rushing winds and in horrendous fires and in earthquakes. And all of those were present on Mount Sinai as Elijah came out of the cave. But God was not in the earthquake or the fire or the rushing mighty wind. Do you remember what God was in? The sound of silence. On Christmas, in Judea, in Bethlehem, in a manger, in a barn, in a stable, in something so simple and humble where there were no bells and whistles. The eternal, everlasting God became human flesh. God's plan of redemption, God's way of rescuing us from sin and death and the evil one. It couldn't have been made up because nobody could have imagined or thought of such a silent way of bringing redemption to this world. And Jesus wasn't worried about big trumpet sounding, you know, and all kinds of advertisement. You know, like, for example, the new Star Wars movie and Luke Skywalker. See, Jesus wasn't worried about that. God wasn't worried about that at Christmas. And the first to hear the message were these mangy shepherds, uneducated, untrustworthy. They're out in the fields. And even when there is this army of angels singing, glory to God in the highest, do you think it was a concert hall where Adele was performing in the Twin Cities? Sellouts? You see how silently the wondrous gift is given? The gift of life, the gestation of life within our womb. Christ is born in us again. The gift of Christmas for us to bear and share with the world. How silently. It was 1914, and the British and the Germans were fighting, and the troops on both sides, who were Christians, worshiping the same God, were hoping that the war would be over before Christmas and they could be home with their families. But the war, supposedly to end all wars, lasted 4 years. And on Christmas Eve, 1914, there were some Germans in their trenches, soldiers, who put a lit candle on their bayonet and held it up, exposing themselves to the British. They could have been shot. And then they took some Christmas trees and, with lit candles, were holding it up in the trenches. And the British didn't fire. And it wasn't the big officials that said, let's have a truce. It was an unofficial truce where German soldiers and British soldiers came out of their trenches and in this no man's land where their comrades had been shot and killed. And they were singing together. The Germans began, Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht. And the British recognized it and they said, All is calm, all is bright. And throughout the night and all day of Christmas, they were playing soccer and exchanging pictures photos of their family and their loved ones and little trinkets and maybe chocolate. And then on December 26th, at 8:30 a.m., as they had agreed, the officer of the British fired 3 shots into the air. And then the officer of the Germans came up out of his trench, and the 2 officers saluted each other and bowed. And then they went into their trenches, and the German officer fired 2 shots. And the war was on again. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of His heaven. Blessings of forgiveness and victory over death and everlasting life. Because the war still continues, even though sin and death have been eternally defeated. Satan refuses to lay down his arms, but the day is coming. And at Christmas, we celebrate the victory that is already ours, even with all the noise going on in the world. The victory of the incarnation, that Christ was born, and through His birth and His death and His resurrection, your sins are forgiven for Jesus' sake. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of His heaven. No ear may hear His coming. How silently, but in this world of sin, we're meek souls will receive Him still. The dear Lord enters in. Merry Christmas.